Broadcasting from the great state of Texas, news and views with a Lone Star perspective. You can sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Or call in at 1-800-687-0790. Now, here's Chad Hasty.
Lubbock, Amarillo, Abilene, Wichita Falls, Midland, Odessa, Dallas, Fort Worth, down in Houston, over in El Paso, and anywhere else, inside or outside the great state of Texas, wherever you may be listening. Welcome into the Chad Hasty Show on this Tuesday, March 24th of 2026. Welcome in to the program today. Hope you're having a wonderful evening, whether you're maybe stuck at work still, or maybe you're stuck in traffic, you're heading home. Maybe you're already at the house just ready to wind this day down a little bit. We welcome you into the program. Glad that you're out there. And, yeah, hope you had a wonderful Tuesday. We've got a lot to get into, a lot to talk about. It's, one of those shows where, we do have, at least one guest who will be joining us. Tom Sell, scheduled to join us coming up at 5:35, to discuss his campaign in District 19. Yes, there's runoffs. We will be visiting with, more and more candidates as we get, as we move into, the primary runoff season. It won't be anything like it was during the previous, election, but, we will have some candidates who stop by and, visit with us and talk about their campaigns. And some of these candidates starting to get things, going again. And we've got municipal elections that'll be coming up. I mean, it never stops. And then you got the midterms that'll be coming up. So again, it's full on election mode, basically all the way till November. And then after that, everyone will take a little bit of a break, and then the presidential election will begin. So that's just, that's how things run, here in the U.S. And so, we're here for it. We're glad that you're here for it as well. And, again, we've got, so much. To get into throughout the program today, including the issue of online gambling. And more and more stories popping up about young people who are placing bets online, placing bets on some of the different apps out there. Is this something that should become more regulated out there? Have we seen an expansion of gambling that is a little too much for some people to handle? We'll talk about that. There's an interesting story or a piece in the Dallas Morning News about it, actually calling for Texas to do more, which, again, it's banned in Texas. You're not allowed to do it in Texas. But we'll get into that subject as the show moves on today. We've got a pretty interesting story out of Kentucky that we'll talk about late in the next hour. And we've got election news to get into. We've got the Save America Act. Will we see anything? And you hear Republicans talking about how now this may be considered during reconciliation, but it's not really the same bill. So we'll talk about that as the show continues today. And, of course, we want to hear from you on any of the issues, any of the topics that you would like to talk about, anything that you want to get into. You've heard from everybody else all day. Now it's your chance, your opportunity to sound off on the issues of the day, the things you care about. How do you do that? It's very simple. We've given you numerous ways to get in touch with us. One, you can text in at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. When you text in, give us your name and where you're listening from. That way we can give you a proper shout out when you text in the program. We like to know who you are. We like to know who we're talking to whenever we get a text. You can also tap the app, send us a message on the app chat. Lots of different people do that as well. No matter which station's app you're listening to us on, you can send us a message through the app. Also, you can reach out via social media at Chad Hasty Radio, and we have the old-fashioned way of doing things as well. That's where you pick up the phone. Younger generations, they're scared of this. They're freaked out by it. They're not sure what to do when they start pressing numbers and calling somebody. But, you know, some older folks, my age and older, we understand. We understand what it means to talk to somebody and what that means. You can call in and talk at 1-800-687-0790. That's 1-800-687-0790. The first voice you hear from when you dial into the program today, someone who is part of those younger generations that just says, yeah, don't bother calling me. Just shoot me a text. It's Nick. Nick, how you doing?
Well, to be frank, I'm a little perturbed.
Oh no!
I've fallen victim to the wave of AI support and AI contacting.
Yeah.
When you reach out to a company,
yeah,
and you just want a simple answer,
uh huh,
and you get an artificial intelligence, not even a call.
Yeah.
We're not even at that point. I had to reach out to, I'm going to vent a little bit here. I had to reach out to Spotify. Okay, I had to recover an account. Some ugly business went down. I had to get into an account that was locked for me. So I go to the website. The website says we don't take calls. You can't call. We're not gonna give you a number. We're not gonna do any of this. Now, granted, I've used Spotify for years and years, and I still will. This is just the age that we are in right now. So I get a hold of their contact AI bot. I don't know his name. Freddie. I don't know his name.
Yeah, Freddie the bot.
Yeah. Little message thing pops up in the corner of your screen, and it says, hey, happy to help.
Yeah.
You know, a little friendly little guy. I got nowhere.
Of course.
Freddie did not help me in one, not one bit. And then I pulled the old, I'd like to speak with a representative.
Oh, no.
And I sent that in. And Freddie responded, great. I can probably help you a little bit faster, though, if you tell me what your problem is.
Uh-huh.
I said, no. Yeah. No. I want to speak with a human. And they said, okay.
Old man.
Right. And then I got, it gave some random guy's name. And it said, all right, here's a 24/7 on-call rep to help you for your contact support. I am 99% sure that was also another bot.
Yeah.
That they told and they insisted was a human, because they kept repeating their messages. They spoke in the same way, all exclamation marks. Anyway, to this day, I have not resolved my issue. I still have not gotten into my account.
Yeah.
You know what? It's rubbed me the wrong way.
Well, it's over. It's
it looks like
your account belongs to AI now.
I think Freddie. Yeah, has taken over.
Freddie owns your account.
My account.
And your AI. See, this is what I'm talking about. Yesterday we had this discussion.
Exactly.
We had somebody who had texted in going, what about, you know, when AI takes over?
This is what happened.
There are going to be people. Maybe not with Spotify or whatever, but there's going to be a company out there that goes, you know what? All live human beings. You call, you've got an issue. You got a problem, when you call, you talk to somebody.
Exactly.
Based right here in the United States. Now, they're going to say, look, our product, a little bit more expensive, got to pay real people. But I'm telling you, there's going to be folks, maybe you're one of them, Nick, I don't know, who might say, you know what, if I ever have to deal with it,
yes,
if I ever have to call, at least I know I'm going to talk to someone who's real I'm willing to pay an extra
dollar a month, whatever.
Yeah, whatever it might be.
And that's the thing is, you know, these AI bots, these AI, IT support, it's great for when it's like, hey, I forgot my password. You know, what do I do? I can't remember my username. But when it's something specific and there's just something, you need to just work it out and you need to explain it all. You can't explain it to a computer. And that's
so I'm that's sorry.
Little Clippy.
I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, I miss Clippy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Womp womp.
That's the pit I fell into recently.
Well, you know, that's Spotify for you, Nick. That's the old Spotify for you. 806-680-2790. You can send in your thoughts on the text line. We've got a lot of stuff to get into throughout the program today. Also, we've got, we do have a couple of running topics, or at least, some of the, national holidays that are, today, including today, National Cheesesteak Day. National Cheesesteak Day, which is, it sounds like a delicious holiday, doesn't it? A good cheesesteak. That sounds pretty good. You can send in your thoughts on the text line, 806-680-2790. Let's see. Rick says, next time you encounter a message bot and want a human, type in a sentence that makes no sense. It'll glow their algorithm and you'll get a human. Or it'll blow maybe their algorithm and you'll get a human. Maybe. That's true. I'm just the dude on the phone if I ever have to call and, you get the, and I'm just like, human, no. And I'm just yelling at my phone and eventually goes, I'm sorry. We'll have to transfer you to a representative, real. That's me on the phone. I'm sure I'd be the same way online too. Just typing in representative over and over and over again. Let's take the break. When we come back, your phone calls, your text, and much more on the Chad AC Show. Welcome in on a Tuesday.
The Chad Hasty Show can be heard all over West Texas. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Tune into News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO in Lubbock. News Talk 940 in Amarillo. News Talk 94.7 and 1470 KYYW in Abilene. And in Wichita Falls on News Talk 96.3 and 1290. The Chad Hasty Show. Make it a part of your drive home. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
When I'm driving, I look twice for motorcycles.
I look twice because motorcycles are easy to miss.
I look twice just in case a motorcycle's in my blind spot.
I look twice at intersections and before I turn left.
I look twice because I want to know for sure.
I look twice for motorcycles because I don't want to hurt anyone.
Look twice for motorcycles. There's a life riding on it. A message from Texas Department of Transportation.
Has anybody told you about Coast to Coast AM tonight?
Coast to Coast is one of those programs that deals with strange mysteries. We'll look at Bigfoot. We'll look at UFOs. We'll look at real science. And we'll also look at conspiracies and what it all means to you, the listeners of Coast to Coast AM.
It's the best in overnight talk radio. Coast to Coast AM.
Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie. Tonight at midnight on KFYO.
Fox on Tech.
Federal investigators are examining how and why a self-driving car collided with a young pedestrian in California. The crash happened within two blocks of a Santa Monica elementary school. Tech company Waymo says the child suddenly entered the roadway from behind a tall SUV. The autonomous vehicle, which did not have a human operator on board, reportedly braked hard, going from 17 miles per hour to 6 before hitting the kid. Another Waymo car, which did have a human driver on board, slammed into multiple parked cars. There are reports the van was going very fast. Salvador D'Antonio, whose car was struck, was left asking what happened.
My reaction was obviously run for my life, and help my mom.
The NTSB is already investigating Waymo after the cars did not stop properly for school buses in Austin, Texas. Videos even show the cars driving around the buses as kids were getting on and off. With Fox on Tech, Mark Meredith, Fox News.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is older, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home. Place. I belong, West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home, country road. All my memories gather round her, miner's lady.
I think it's technically illegal for me to talk over this. And Nick, you gotta warn me if you're gonna bring up a little, you know, John Denver, Take Me Home, Country Road. You gotta warn me. Hang on. Turn it up a little bit.
To the place.
It's 5 o'clock. Someone's drinking right now. It's okay.
I hear her voice in the morning.
Past 5 o'clock, actually. So we might be on number two, depending on how the week's going. Chad Eastie Show. Sorry, you can't interrupt that song. I mean, it's one of those where I'd be fine just playing that up until the next break and saying, all right, there we go. How about that? 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. You can send in your thought. What am I missing on this one? How about the banks and government have to work holidays? What am I missing on that? Phil, you got to help me out. What am I missing? Is that something that should happen, that banks and government should have to work holidays, or should they? Did I mention something about? I'm confused. 806-680-2790. See, that's what happens. Nick throws a little John Denver in there. I get confused about a text that comes in and wondering if that's connected to AI somewhere, or if Phil's just throwing me a curveball early in the show. Not sure. It could be a mix of everything at this point. And that's fine. 806-680-2790. The Hill House Republicans banning a proposal to split up DHS bill despite openness from Trump. House Republicans pushing back stiffly against an idea of splitting up legislation to fund the Department of Homeland Security, despite the White House and Senate Republicans saying Trump is open and doing just that. For weeks, GOP leaders have rejected the idea of funding most of DHS, including airport screeners and FEMA, while delaying spending on U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and Border Patrol protection. While lawmakers negotiate reforms, Republicans have warned that withholding funding for immigration enforcement would defund the police at a risk to national security. On Monday, Trump signaled a willingness to GOP senators to carve out funding for some ICE enforcement and put it on a different track. The idea sparked protests from a number of House Republicans, leaders in rank and file alike, who quickly threw cold water on the strategy. Speaker Mike Johnson told reporters that it's not his preference to push a DHS funding bill that doesn't include funding for ICE. Quote, I can tell you, the House has funded DHS twice. We're prepared to do it again, completely fund the entire department. That's the responsible way to do this. We've been very resistant to any idea to break it apart. Trump's new willingness to split DHS bill apart, which came during a White House meeting with Senate Republicans Monday, caught House Republicans off guard, undermining their warnings about heightened threats amid the shutdown and forcing them to recalibrate their position in the debate. Look, I think you look at what's going on at some of the airports and people are upset about it. Folks will get over that. Whenever they get to their destination, the horrible thing about TSA, that goes away. You're not going to hold on to that until the midterm elections and go, you know what? Dang it. I'm no. Yeah, you're not going to vote for the Democrats because you spent an extra 2 hours in line waiting at an airport. And by the way, it's not every airport. The news media would have you believe that every airport's going through. It's not. It's mainly in the mornings. And at some of your larger airports. I don't even know if even Love Field has had a big issue. I've seen it at Hobby. I've seen it in Austin's airport, but I haven't seen it. But I definitely haven't seen it here in Lubbock. No reports that it's taking 2 hours to get through TSA here. But people get over it. I believe it's something where it needs to be one bill, and you need to fund everything, and tell the Democrats to get off their butts and fund the security of the nation. Some text coming in. Country roads should be an everyday event on the Chad HD show. That's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea at all. let's see. Rick, see, the last message made no sense and it blew your algorithm. It did. Absolutely. let's see. The banks and government are always taking holidays off with a drop of a hat. Keep them working. Well, at least the banks, I'll let the banks do what the banks want to do. The government, they do look for an excuse to go on recess whenever they want to, don't they? Oh, no, we got a 2-week recess. Oh, no. Must be nice. We'll be right back on the Chad HD show.
Call in to the Chad Hasty Show at 1-800-687-0790. The Chad Hasty Show, broadcasting on the Texas Town Square Media Network.
When you see a car that's been in a bad crash, it's no accident. When it backs traffic up for miles, no accident. And if there's a fatality involved, somebody died. That's no accident either. A lot of the time, it was speeding. And it's no accident that speeding is a factor in more than 150,000 crashes every year in Texas, many of them fatal. So slow down. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
Cats are masters at using up their 9 lives, like chasing laser pointers into walls or jumping onto high shelves. But the one thing cats never do, text while driving. So be like a cat and protect your one and only life. Don't text and drive.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
TSN headlines. Republican senators have taken the floor of the Senate, imploring the body to pass the Save America Act. Senator John Cornyn, among those wanting this passed, he says the only voting suppression in this bill would be on non-citizens who should not be voting in the first place. As ICE agents are deployed to 14 airports across the country, TSA agents getting support from flight attendants for Fort Worth-based American Airlines. They want to see the agents paid. They say ICE is not trained to screen passengers. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick has given newly sworn in State Senator Taylor Remmert of Fort Worth no committee assignments. Remmert's a Democrat. He in turn accused Patrick of, quote, petty partisan politics. New numbers indicate that only about 100 people are currently detained in the Dilley Detention Center in Southern Texas. This follows a daily average of 900 in January. Officials in Southeast Texas still trying to figure out what caused a major explosion last night at the Valero Refinery in Port Arthur. No injuries reported. With your Texas News headlines, I'm Barbara Schwartz.
If you've ever listened to the radio or watched TV and thought, how do they do that? Then stop by the Texas Broadcast Museum. Located in downtown Kilgore, you'll find something that's both educational and a lot of fun. You can even try your hand at being a TV newscaster or a weather person. And if it's been a while since you visited, come on back. We're always finding new treasures. Visit the Texas Broadcast Museum, 416 East Main Street in downtown Kilgore, or look for us on the web at texasbroadcastmuseum.org.
Carsforkid.org. Right up with Car, not the kid.
Got an old or unused vehicle you need to get rid of? Donate it to the original carsforkids.org. Towing is free, and you'll be helping kids in our communities. CarsForKids.org is the best vehicle donation charity impacting the lives of kids thanks to your vehicle donations. CarsForKids.org picks up vehicles in any condition, and you'll receive a $50 gift card. Don't delay. Donate today.
Temperatures on this Tuesday evening overnight into Wednesday morning. The temperatures will drop by Wednesday morning into the mid-50s. Still a hot day on the way Wednesday. Highs upper 90s. I'm meteorologist Ron Roberts, the Lubbock official with the station News Talk KFYO.
Financial news on KFYO.
I'm Dan Loney with Your Money Now. Wall Street finished the Tuesday session lower. The Dow Industrials fell 84 points, finishing the day at 46,124. NASDAQ was off 185 points. The S&P 500 lost 24. United Airlines is switching up its seat design in its planes to add more first-class seats over economy seating. United can see vast pricing difference between standard coach and top-tier seating into the thousands of dollars. More new cabins are being added to regional jets as well. CVS Health has reached a proposed settlement with the Federal Trade Commission on insulin pricing. The settlement, expected to close within the next few weeks, is believed to be similar to the one the FTC made with Express Scripts. A lawsuit filed by two men in Pennsylvania claims their exposure to sportsbook gambling apps caused them severe addictions. The suit filed in Philadelphia Common Police Court names the NFL, DraftKings, FanDuel, Genius Sports, and others liable, according to sports website Sportico. And that's Your Money Now.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Wednesday on This Morning, America's First News, the latest on communications from the Middle East, plus why the war with Iran is in some ways unaffected by leaps in military technology. Also, you know about the rising price of things like gasoline, but here are the rising cost of services like healthcare and haircuts also hurt, and the steps to take along the path to a perfect credit score. Wednesday on This Morning, America's First News.
Weekday mornings at 5 on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Listen to News Talk KFYO at home or at the office on your Amazon Alexa device. Just tell Alexa to play KFYO for the latest news, opinion, and weather. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO. Listen at home, in the car, in your office, or on the go.
Empowering West Texas with news that matters. News Talk 95.1 FM, 790 AM KFYO.
Don't forget about Chad. Find Chad on social media at Chad Hasty Radio on X and Instagram. It's the Chad Hasty Show.
Welcome back to the Chad Hasty Show. On this Tuesday, March 24th, we are glad that you're out there. You know, we've got campaign season. It doesn't end this year at all. And then even after November, it'll pause for about a month or two, and then presidential election starts going. But right now, we've got runoffs. We got runoff campaigns happening, and in particular in District 19, in the Republican primary, Tom Sell, he was the big vote getter on election night, finished at right above 40%, and now is hoping to take that momentum into the runoff election. And here he is in studio. Tom Sell, welcome back. Congratulations.
It's good to be with you, Chad. So fun to be here.
Yeah.
I was listening on the way over. Thanks for not talking over John Denver. I thought that was really very classy
of
you.
I appreciate that. I think there's an FCC violation in there. If I do, we'll have to check and see. But
if it's not there yet, maybe we'll make that law.
Should be. Absolutely.
And I like your lead-in music here, too, right? Well, don't forget about me. We got another runoff coming.
Absolutely nice. Very nice. Some candidates handle things a little bit differently. I noticed you're already getting out there. You're talking to voters. Yeah. I mean, it's like the campaign really didn't stop. You're still out there engaging with folks. What are you hearing? What's important to people right now?
That's a great question. It hasn't stopped. And actually, it's one of the funnest things about this campaign is actually getting out to the communities, engaging with people, listening to their issues. And I think a lot of what I'm hearing is just people want sincerity. They want to be heard. They're kind of tired of the talk and the promises, and they want to understand kind of how things work up there in Washington, D.C. And obviously, from my history and background, that's one of the things that I bring to the table is a better understanding. You know, I'm not just going to play the notes to try and tickle their ears. I love to actually talk and engage about how difficult this process is in Washington, D.C. right now. I mean, they're struggling. You have this give and take between the Senate and the House. And that's so important to our process. You know, it's built to be a grind and a struggle, a gauntlet kind of a thing. You don't make it through easily. No law makes it through easily. And I think people really enjoy kind of hearing some kind of the inside ball on how that process works and kind of my history from back in the Combest days and having worked through these things. So I love actually just engaging with the people on the difficulty of these issues and then kind of how you can get from point A to point B. How do we get the Save America Act actually passed and enacted into law? And actually, I'm pleased with the way that President Trump is positioning on that. And the Senate Republicans and the House Republicans now, kind of answering back, they're all playing a very important role. And I'm very hopeful that we get there to get some important things done.
You know, we were talking before you actually came on in the last segment, and just, now you have kind of House Republicans who are a little bit split on how to fund DHS and, what to do as far as, do we fund ICE later? Do we fund Border Patrol later? But it's such an important part of securing the country. How do you look at that right now?
I mean, from a big picture, these things always kind of, they have to cook a little bit and then they kind of come to a head. And I think we're at that point this week where Congress is wanting to take an Easter recess, after this week. And so there's a lot of pressure and there's a lot of travel scheduled on these things. So, everyone's wanting to resolve these problems. But I just love that the Republicans right now are standing their ground on let's get this Save America, the voter integrity bill done. Requiring voter ID, requiring proof of citizenship to be registered. Those are basic federal standards that should be there. The public supports this bill from the public polling that's been done. So it is a basic election integrity law that needs to be done. Yeah. And so I really appreciate how they're standing their ground on this. And of course, you get chicken littles on both sides just saying, oh, the world's going to fall apart. It's not. We're managing through this, and this is an important piece of law for our nation.
It's rare that the Senate would ever ask anyone in the House, probably, you know, hey, what's your advice? But, you know, let's say someone in the Senate was to ask, you know, in the House, it seems easy right now to get this through because you got the votes in the House.
Yeah.
In the Senate, they don't have the votes. So either kill the filibuster, you just try to do a talking filibuster. Now they're talking about maybe through reconciliation, but it's not really the same bill. There are some things that they can't do through reconciliation. To, yeah. So, I mean, what do Senate Republicans just need to get over the filibuster deal and end it and, you know, push this thing forward?
Man, that's the hot button question. I think there is a way. That's the good news. It may not be exact, and yet there'll be some negotiation with the parliamentarians in the Senate. That's the way that Washington D.C. works. Not in good ways. We've actually gotten things done. Look at the hurdles that Speaker Johnson has overcome in the House, getting things that they said, oh, there's no way you're going to be able to get that done. But if you press, if you persist, if you're good on the details and you're creative and like, oh, okay, well, we'll adapt here, we'll adapt there, you can get some really important pieces of legislation done. I mean, the one big beautiful bill that was passed last July 4th, enacted into law July 4th, the 249th anniversary of our great nation, it was an amazing bill, and it was called DOA so many times. But they just kept working through the details. And that's what I love about the process in Washington, D.C. It's what we did back in the day with the O2 Farm Bill. I mean, we were declared dead so many times. But Larry Combes was just stubborn and persistent and creative and kept looking for the way. It's a frustrating process by design. We on the outside all get frustrated. You know, there's a lot of, you know, people have been saying, gosh, why can't Thune just do this? And John Thune's majority leader is a very smart individual, and he's working through this. You know, the rules of the Senate are a real challenge. They're clunky and they're old. And understanding and mastering those rules is one way. And it always just takes a little bit of adaptability. And of course, President Trump is the greatest, you know, he's the deal maker in chief, right? The art of the deal. But you stand strong on your basic values. We're going to get the key elements done. And I'm confident that they can get there.
Do you worry what the House will look like after the midterms? Will you be approaching the job any different if you're going into a House that is controlled by the Democrats versus controlled by the Republicans?
I am absolutely determined to win and help the Republican Party maintain the majority. That is number one priority for me. And I'm eager to get through this runoff election so that we can continue to raise and build and support friends. You know, there are a lot of members of Congress that I know that are vulnerable. They're from districts that are not as just good, red-blooded, faithful conservative as we are in the 19th District of Texas. So one of the jobs of a good member, just like Jody Arrington from the 19th District, is to help others. We've got to keep this majority and keep enacting the agenda of President Trump and the Republican Party over these next 2 years in 27 and 28. So it's a high priority of mine. It would be, you know, if it's lost, you know, and that happens, you know, if passes prologue, it'll happen at some point. Although I'm hopeful that even contributing to the process that I can help build the brand of the Republican Party so that we have increasing majorities and increasingly conservative good laws enacted that protect our constitutional rights, protect life, promote economic liberty for the small businesses and the family farms and everyone who is contributing. You know, it's a fundamental difference between Republicans and Democrats. We trust, as Republicans, we trust the people, right, to control and master their destiny. Whereas the Democrats want to kind of control everything out of Washington, D.C. So we've got to continue to build this brand and fight for policies that are good for America, that we know are good for America because they empower the people.
Can you hang out for one more segment?
Absolutely.
All right. When we come back, more of Tom Self.
The Titan of Texas Talk Radio, The Chad Hastie Show.
Talking with newsmakers and about the issues that matter to you. The Chad Hastie Show, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Chad's show is also digital with the Chad Hastie Show podcast. The Chad Hastie Show podcast can be downloaded on Apple Podcasts,
Amazon Music, Spotify, and the Radio On Demand page on KFYO.com. The Chad Hastie Show, all across Texas during your drive home, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious. 1 in 10 kids vape serious. Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Local events, newsmakers, and information. It's Sunrise LBK on KFYO.
Hey, Tom Collins and Matt Crow on Sunrise LBK Wednesday. We got Larry Williams, Williams Brake Tune and Tire, coming in at 8 o'clock for another round of Ask Larry Williams. If you have a problem with your vehicle and you want a little assistance, let us know. Smoked barbecued meatloaf Wednesday at Chopped and Sliced Barbecue. Got a gift certificate for you included in a prize bomb. Check it out Wednesday morning on Sunrise LBK.
From the heart of the Hub City to the wide open skies of West Texas, KFYO keeps you connected to the stories, the voices, and the conversations that matter most. This is the news and talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 FM and 790 AM KFYO.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. The mysterious death of an Iowa realtor who was shot twice at an open house 15 years ago has finally been solved. 53-year-old Kristen Elizabeth Ramsey, indicted by a grand jury on first-degree murder charges in the killing of realtor Ashley Auckland on April 8, 2011. She was shot twice while hosting an open house inside of a West Des Moines model townhouse. Auckland was 27 at the time of her death and found lying on the floor by an employee for the development company. The Des Moines Register reported Ramsey had worked as an administrative assistant and a sales manager for the townhouse's developer, and most recently was employed with a title and escrow company. Over the last decade and a half, investigators say they followed up on thousands of leads, but cops didn't say what lead or piece of information led them to Ramsey's arrest. Investigators haven't laid out a motive either. Ramsey's bond was initially set at $2 million. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Back on the Chad Hastie Show. Got Tom Sell in studio running for District 19. And, of course, he's in the Republican primary runoff for District 19. And we've been talking about this race. And, of course, you've been very involved, obviously, in the process for many, many years. We kind of spoke during the break about one of the big criticisms that I see, or if not criticism, apprehensions that people have, is that you've been a lobbyist. Now, of course, the other person in the race I think you could make the argument has lobbied for Trump in different ways, and it may be a little bit different, but there might be some interesting connections there, but. When it comes to lobbying and being a lobbyist, do you think the term gets a bad rap? Is it something that's associated with you that shouldn't be? I mean, what do you think's happening there?
That's great. You know, thanks for the question. Probably some of all that. Look, I'm an advocate. I've been a powerful advocate for agriculture, for farm families across the state, particularly here in the 19th district, for years. And I'm very proud of that work. And of course, as a registered lobbyist, everything I've done is public information. As we have to register and proud to do that. We've talked about every bill that we've worked on, and you work on it in different ways. So but I'm proud to answer for any of that. And I'm proud of the work we've done because I think it has advanced the interests of the 19th district. I mean, I've felt like there's been a beautiful consistency in my work from the time that I was a staffer for Larry Combes, this stubborn and great member from West Texas, first Republican elected out here. We were thinking about, today's National Ag Day. By the way, hats off to our family farms and ranches. I'd love to talk a little bit more about that. But we were talking about Combes back in the 02 or the 1996 Farm Bill when he kind of did a renegade moment. They were termed the renegades. Five Republicans kind of stood up against their leadership at that time to fight for the interests of farmers in this area. Really stand for, this gets a little wonky, but stand for a policy called the marketing loan. And we wouldn't have it today had they not made that stand. And I haven't been with Combes and seen his incredible ability to kind of to see through all the muck and all the weeds of the swamp, right? And be able to pick his path to win important battles for the people of West Texas. That's what I love, and that's what I've continued to do on the outside as an advocate for these grassroots, for the family farms. I've heard, some people have been accused of me of kind of being for big agriculture and the kind of the big companies and that kind of stuff. I have always represented the farmers, the producer groups, these people that gather together. They're busy farming, and so they have to have associations like Plains Cotton Growers here in town or National Sorghum Producers on the north side of town. And those groups try and pick the battles well and then engage people who can help them fight the battles. And I've been proud to do that for the people of the 19th District of Texas. And, I think it's honorable work when it's done honorably. Mm-hmm. And that's the way I've tried to live my life. I think there is kind of a beautiful consistency, and I'm happy to talk about all that. And the great news, Chad, is out on the trail, whenever we talk to groups about it, everyone kind of comes and we've gotten great positive response. So everywhere we engage. So that's why we're going to keep up this process of getting around the district, getting in front of people, engaging, answering the tough questions. I love the Charlie Kirk ask me anything, because I'm happy to engage in all this. Proud of everything that we've done. And by the way, I don't mean to filibuster here. I'm sounding like a senator now.
You mentioned National Ag Day.
Yeah.
What does the future of ag look like for the 19th congressional
district? We have got to take up the fight for the farmers. I'm very proud. So the chairman of the House Ag Committee, G.T. Thompson, and the chairman of the Senate Ag Committee, John Bozeman from Arkansas, both endorsed me today and wanted to put out something on National Ag Day.
Nice.
Because I think they see my campaign as I really want to be a strong voice for agriculture, build from that strength, right? Things that affect farmers affect every citizen. So like tax provisions that were in the one big beautiful bill, the things that we fought for farmers, like reducing the estate tax, creating a bigger exemption there, creating the small business exemption. Those issues that I've fought so hard on for farmers also apply to every small business in this city, right? In Lubbock and in Abilene and all around this area. And we as a district, the 19th, we're full of small businesses. I mean, we have the hospitals, we have Texas Tech, we have the farming industry in aggregate, we have energy in aggregate, and we have all the small businesses that take care of us all. And I love kind of standing for those small businesses on matters of policy. So, it's really fun on this National Ag Day to get to engage. But look, the farming sector in particular is in crisis right now. The prices that are being received for our cotton, for our sorghum, for our wheat are below the cost of production. That's why President Trump has made it a point to kind of stand by the farms. He tweeted last week that we got to get this farm bill done. They accomplished so much in the one big beautiful bill. And I was trying to help from the outside on that as a registered lobbyist, and so proud of what was accomplished in the one big beautiful bill last year. It really did prop up kind of the safety net. So I'll tell you, farmers are in a better position today than they were a year ago when they were planting the 25 crop. With the 26 crop, there is some level of certainty going forward, but we need to do more. I was with a group of farmers last night, and we were talking about actually that very same policy that Larry Combes made a hard stand for in 1996, the marketing loan. And one of the things I think is we need to juice that up. It's been a neglected policy because of WTO concerns. So sorry, I'm getting very wonky here, but this is the nature of the policy debates. We've neglected that marketing loan because of the WTO. We have evolved past that, thanks in large part to President Donald Trump and his America First agenda. So this is one of the things I get so excited about if elected. And I hope the good people of the 19th District elect me, because I believe I can bring this fight for the farmers of West Texas like it's never been done before.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's really exciting to me.
Tell folks where they can get more information about you and your campaign.
Thanks, Chad. It's SellTexasTrue.com. Sell, my last name, Tom Sell, Texas, the state I love, and true. I think what I stand for. We hope to have integrity throughout this election.
All right. We'll visit with you again throughout the runoff campaign, and we look forward to seeing you back here soon.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate being here with you.
Absolutely. When we come back, your phone calls, your text, and the issue of online gambling impacting younger people. We'll get into that when we come back.
The Chad Hastie Show, a presentation of Texas Town Square Media Network. The views and opinions expressed during the Chad Hastie Show are not necessarily the views of this station's staff, management, advertisers, or Town Square Media.
Ah, the Internet, a place where your curiosity can flourish, unless online threats stop you. The Internet is wonderful, but you need to protect yourself online. Protect yourself online with NordVPN. NordVPN encrypts your browsing. Its threat protection pro feature helps you block malware, avoid phishing, and stop digital trackers. Get the best deal at NordVPN.com.
This is Jerry Reynolds. Join me for the Car Pro Show Saturday mornings at 11 on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Take KFYO wherever you go with the KFYO app. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO Lubbock.
It's 6 o'clock in Texas.
A plan to end the airstrikes. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. The U.S. has reportedly sent Iran a 15-point plan aimed at ending the military action in the Middle East.
Much of it dealing with refusing to allow Iran to enrich uranium on their territory, dismantling much of their capability to do that. Also, its support for proxies in the region. Though it's unclear if the Iranians will agree to that, the administration has not commented on that plan, much of it being reported in Israeli media right now.
Fox's Rich Edson at the White House. Earlier, President Trump told reporters,
the fact that they're talking to us and they're talking sense. And remember, it all starts with they cannot have a nuclear weapon.
Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner took part in talks with Iran over the weekend, and more troops said to head to the region.
Fox News has learned the commander of the 82nd Airborne Division and his headquarters staff have been ordered to deploy to the Middle East, an indication that more ground troops could follow. Thousands of U.S. Marine reinforcements are set to cross into CENTCOM's area of operations in the Indian Ocean as soon as Friday.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin in Washington. Meta ordered to pay $375 million after a jury in New Mexico found it knowingly harmed children's health and concealed what it knew about child sexual exploitation on its platform.
New Mexico officials sued Meta, alleging the tech company prioritizes profits over safety, hiding what it knows about its impacts on young users' mental health, and alleging its platforms Facebook and Instagram became a breeding ground for child predators.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Attorneys for Meta say the company discloses risks and makes efforts to weed out harmful content and experiences, though admitted some bad material gets through its safety net. Supreme Court considering letting the Trump administration revive an immigration policy that's been used to turn back migrants seeking asylum at the U.S.-Mexico border. America's listening to Fox News.
Local events, newsmakers, and information. It's Sunrise LBK on KFYO.
Hey, Tom Collins and Matt Crow on Sunrise LBK Wednesday. We got Larry Williams, Williams Brake, Tune, and Tire coming in at 8 o'clock for another round of Ask Larry Williams. If you have a problem with your vehicle and you want a little assistance, let us know. Smoked Barbecued Meatloaf Wednesday at Chopped and Sliced Barbecue. Got a gift certificate for you included in a prize bomb. Check it out Wednesday morning on Sunrise LBK.
Waiting for the forecast on this Tuesday evening. The temperatures are dropping, and by tomorrow morning, about 56 degrees for a morning low. So, of course, temperatures in the lower 90s today, above average. We'll be above average Wednesday and Thursday, going for a high temperature near 100 degrees before we cool by the weekend. Weather is brought to you by Sonic and the new Sonic All-American Smasher. Meteorologist Ron Roberts on Lubbock's official weather station, News Talk KFYO.
Thank you.
Broadcasting from the great state of Texas. News and views with a Lone Star perspective. You can sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Or call in at 1-800-687-0790. Now, here's Chad Hasty.
Welcome back to the Chad Hasty Show. Appreciate you being out there today. You can send in your thoughts on the text line at 806-680-2790. Whether you're listening in Lubbock, Amarillo, Abilene, Wichita Falls, Midland, Odessa, Dallas, Fort Worth, our good friends in San Angelo and beyond, we're glad that you've joined us today here on the program. Have a lot of texts that have come in. I do appreciate Tom Self for joining us in the last segment. And you can tell he's ready to go. He's fired up and ready for the campaign. And I'm sure we'll visit with Abraham Enriquez at some point, and the other candidates who are running for other offices. You've had, in the race for District 19, you've had a majority of those who ran for office who obviously didn't make the runoff, all but Matt Smith. Matt Smith has not made an endorsement yet in that race, but everyone else who ran all endorsed Tom Sell in that race. And so that's going to be interesting to see who Matt Smith endorses. Again, will it motivate some of the, their voters to get out and vote? Will they be, on the campaign trail with Tom Sell at some point? Maybe not. I don't know. But it'll be interesting to see who Matt Smith decides to endorse, if he decides to endorse anybody, because that could really help out either of these candidates when it comes to the Abilene area. And so that's something that, neither candidate can afford to forget about the Abilene area when it comes to this runoff. They've got to get their base to turn out and vote. They've got to get their base in Lubbock to turn out and vote. Abraham Enriquez is, I think he's going to be in a kind of an interesting position because a lot of his volunteers seem to be a lot of college kids. Same thing for Tom Sell. All these campaigns, they get a bunch of college kids. And so holding on to those college kids as people who are motivated to get out and vote. And I'll give Abraham some credit on his campaign. He had poll workers out all over the place. He had college kids out all over the place during the early voting process and on election day. They were just all over at the different polling locations, holding up his signs. And that sometimes that makes a lasting impression on people when they're driving in and they're not sure who they're going to vote for, and they see somebody out there willing to talk to them or just holding up a sign. That for some people, that can be a deciding factor. And Abraham did have a lot of that on his side, at least here in the Lubbock area. Now, I think Abraham, where his potential problem is outside of Lubbock and being a known quantity outside of Lubbock. And even inside of Lubbock, I think he's still building that name ID, to be honest. I think he is still building that name ID. And, to a certain degree, so is Tom Sell. But it's going to be these runoff campaigns, these runoff elections, they're always so interesting because you got to motivate your people. You got to motivate people. You got to get them excited to go out and vote again. Cast a ballot again. It's when you start getting people confused about, okay, well, is this for the city council election? Is this what election is this for? And people start, they start getting election fatigue. You know, by the time we get to, in June, when you have a special election in Lubbock for the District 4 seat, there's going to be some election fatigue out there where people are just tired of going and voting. And it's kind of a weird thing, but you do see it where people just, they get tired of voting. And so that's something that both campaigns, they're going to have to motivate folks. They're going to have to motivate people to get out there and vote and get excited to vote and, you know, get their neighbors to get out there and vote as well. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Text your way in. This from Mark. Mark in, Mark in Loveland weighing in here on the text line. Chad, the other day my wife and I were talking about how people dress when going out in public. It seems a lot of folks don't care anymore. I know a few months ago people were talking about dressing nice on flights. Then you had the Houston Rodeo who had to institute a dress code. Is it time for other businesses to go back to instituting dress codes when you go into their business? I think so. It's a good question, Mark. It's, people have gotten very, I was talking about this yesterday with a coworker, actually, who had experienced some eye-opening things at a hotel recently. I don't think you should be wearing your pajamas out in public, okay? I don't think you should. I hate to say that we need dress codes everywhere, because who's going to enforce that? You know, do you really think the Walmart employee is going to go around and want to get involved in people's lives that they're wearing pajamas when they go to Walmart or whatever grocery store it may be? Do you really think people are going to want to get involved? I mean, you see these videos where people are starting fights for no good reason. I can just imagine going up to someone and saying, individual XYZ, you need to leave the store because you ain't dressed right. I think some of it comes back to people need to realize we do live in a society, a civilized society, and dress right. Have a little bit of pride when you exit the house. And I'm not saying you need to wear, suits and a tie whenever you go to the grocery store or whenever you head out, but have a little bit of pride. Have a little bit of pride in getting ready. I think a lot of folks just, it seems like this really started during COVID, where some folks just kind of went, whatever. I'm done. I'm done. I'm just gonna go out how I am. This is what you see is what you get. And it really popped up during COVID. And it just continues today. And again, I don't want to force businesses or tell businesses that they need to have a dress code, but I don't blame businesses that do. I don't blame businesses that say, you know what? Like the Houston Rodeo. When they came out and said, yeah, we need to put in a dress code. Of course, it was called racist. If folks would just act right, and maybe have a little bit of pride, too, you wouldn't have to have these dress codes. You wouldn't have to have businesses that go, okay, yeah, we're going to have a dress code. Yeah, a lot of it goes back to the home, right? So many things that we talk about, societal ills, societal issues out there. Texter says, bring back more shame. Yeah, I said that. I've said that too. Bring back shaming. Shaming people. Nick, what do you think? Should we shame more people? Like, Nick, I could never see Nick going to the store in pajamas. Like, I can't see Nick going, you know what? I've got my, I got my house shoes on, got my loafers on, got my pajamas on. Let's head to the store. He would have to be deathly ill and going, I can't even move. I'm just going to scooch on in and get some cold medicine. And I could see that maybe just if he had to. But now you wouldn't even have to do that. You just order your medicine, they bring you some medicine to you. You don't have to leave. Like, that's the deal. Is that if you just want to stay home and be dressed in pajamas all day, just have people deliver to your house. You don't have to get out. 806-680-2790. You can send in your thoughts on the text line. Let's do this. Let's go ahead and take the break. When we come back, it's a good question from Mark out there. When we come back, your phone calls, your text, and much more on the Chad Hastie Show.
The Chad Hastie Show can be heard all over West Texas. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Tune in to News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO in Lubbock. News Talk 940 in Amarillo. News Talk 94.7 and 1470 KYYW in Abilene. And in Wichita Falls on News Talk 96.3 and 1290. The Chad Hastie Show. Make it a part of your drive home. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Nick, this is your phone here in the passenger seat. Look at me.
No, I'm driving.
You got a text. It says, yo, dude, your friends are fascinating. Let's text them back.
It can wait.
Sports app. Oh, you gotta see this play.
Later.
Hey, you got invited to a party. We need a RSVP now.
Phone, silence yourself.
Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Talk, text, crash. A message from TxDOT.
Americans love their credit cards, one of the most secure and hassle-free ways to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. Now, this bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com, paid for by the Electronic Payments Coalition.
This is House Call for Health. A new study finds high blood pressure-related deaths are surging among young women. Those rates climbing four times the amount compared to over two decades ago. Roughly 5 out of 100,000 deaths caused by high blood pressure were found among women ages 25 to 44 years old in 2023. That's up from 1999, when nearly 1 in 100,000 young women died from blood pressure-related causes. Researchers say high blood pressure is becoming a growing health threat to young Americans in general, but younger women tend to be untreated for it compared to men and older women. These findings are scheduled to be presented at the American Academy of Cardiology medical meeting on March 29th. Findings presented at medical meetings are considered preliminary until they appear in a peer-reviewed medical journal. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
As you get ready in the morning and as you drive home from work, stay informed with the latest news from lawmakers across Texas and the rest of the country with Fox News every day right here on News Talk KFYO.
Why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle of the rest of my life?
All right, back on the Chad Hastie Show.
I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a call.
Ben Ronco has weighed in. I was wondering.
Dogs in the moonlight. Far
Ben Ronkel says here, Chad, the lack of decorum in public is rooted in the fallen demise of the family years ago. Your dad might tell you, look like and act like you belong to somebody. The message was clear. Don't embarrass the family name. When there's no father, there's no family. That's exactly what the left has championed since the advent of the Great Society. Destroy the family. Let the government be daddy and have no shame. Seems like they won the battle in the cultural war, mainly because the right gave up. He quit enforcing societal norms and, yes, shaming folks and having standards at school and businesses and church. Thanks for doing the show. Hope you're dressed at least as nicely as Rick. He seems like he fell out of an Eddie Bauer catalog from 1997. Sincerely, Ben Runkle from Bovina. Nick, you're now eating while doing the radio show. So I'll bring you in here on this one. True or false, you fell out of an Eddie Bauer ad from 1997.
I'm gonna say this. Who's Eddie Bauer?
Really?
Yes. I don't know who that is.
You don't know? Okay, well.
I do not. I'm like 12, remember?
Yeah.
You can't forget that.
Yeah.
I'm going to take it as a compliment.
Yeah.
It's whoever this Edward is, he sounds like a very strapping, stylish individual. So, yeah, that's true.
Ben Runkle? You call him Edward? Is that what you call him?
No, I wasn't calling him that.
Okay.
This Eddie Van Halen, whatever the guy you were saying was, him.
Okay.
Like Aeropostale, is that what it is? Whatever it is.
Eddie Bauer?
That's the one.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I like to look nice.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that you look like an Eddie Bauer ad. I would not say that.
Do they wear shirts? Is this like a
well? They
thing?
Have shirts. Okay. I mean, yes.
Okay. When I go out in public, I put a shirt on.
Yeah.
If that's
true.
You know, if that needed to be said,
that is accurate. Yeah. You do that.
I do that. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not going to the store shirtless. I mean, that's. Let's see. John Denver Country Roads might make liberals homesick. Police play more often. That from Hollywood out there. People really like that. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Interesting editorial today out of the Dallas Morning News. Having to deal with online gambling. The opinion piece here, it's time to rein in online gambling. From prediction markets to parlays, stronger guardrails are needed. From professional sports to wars on the other side of the globe, online gambling has proven it can screw major events in dangerous ways. This industry is becoming a threat, and the United States should rein it in. Earlier this month, Emmanuel Fabian on the Times of Israel reported on an Iranian missile strike shortly after bettors pressured him to change details of the story, with some even making death threats. Although that was apparently for the sake of a wager on Polymarket, an online platform that bills itself as a prediction market. The platform lets users buy and sell yes or no shares in the outcome of an event. It's gambling, whatever anyone may call it. Fabian reported that these people had bet on an Iran strike, strikes Israel on question, with more than $14 million wagered on March 10th. In January, an anonymous trader on Polymarket made more than $400,000 betting that the former Venezuelan president would be toppled by the end of January, NPR reported. Polymarket and other platforms like Kalshi let people bet on elections, too. Traders place their bets on a hotly contested U.S. Senate primary in Texas. Not only can prediction markets distort incentives and encourage particular outcomes, they also have a knack for bringing out the worst in those who use them. Betting on bombings, wars, and coups treats human misery as a roulette wheel. Beyond betting on people's lives, easily accessible online gambling carries other drawbacks that we should be very wary of as a society. And then, of course, it gets into some of the drawbacks of online gambling, the people who can't handle it, the people who become addicted to online gambling. There's a couple of things here. One, Texas, well, you're not allowed to place bets in tech. Now, Polymarket, it's allowed, I believe, because it's a prediction market. It's not gambling, according to the state law. I think you can do that, but you can't go in and play fantasy football unless you're predicting football. It's a very weird thing. You know, depending on what you call it, prediction versus gambling, you're able to get away with it. We have seen where people have lost a ton of money. We've seen where people, but this is nothing new. This is what happens with gambling. There are some who can handle it. There are some who can't handle it. But if the author of this piece, they want the United States to do something more about it. They also want Texas to do something more about it. Well, Texas can't really do that much other than outlaw things that are already outlawed. There's not much Texas can do. If you really wanted to put guardrails on it, you almost have to say you legalize it and then the state puts guardrails on it that way. And I don't see that happening. The author says, the effect on sports already raising concerns, point-shaving schemes, taking a dive for the sake of a bet practice, probably as old as organized competitions, but online sports betting has supercharged it and propelled it to new heights. In 2024, NBA banned Jontay Porter for disclosing confidential information to sports bettors, altering his play-in games and betting on NBA games, according to a league news release. Last year, Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier was accused of a separate scheme involving private information and sports betting, according to the AP. Online gambling has proven particularly attractive and addictive to young men who may never visit a card table. We'll see. We'll see what the future may hold for it, especially some of these prediction markets. Definitely interesting to look at. When we come back, your phone calls, your text, and more.
The Chad Hasty Show, weekdays 5 to 7 p.m. Sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Heads up, Texas.
So you don't hit my car when I'm sitting at a stoplight.
Heads up, Texas.
So I can ride my bike safely.
Heads up, Texas.
So I can make it across the street without getting run over.
Heads up, Texas.
So I don't have to write you a ticket.
Heads up, Texas. Because driving and using your phone is a bad combination. Talk, text, crash. Brought to you by TxDOT.
TSN headlines, lines at the nation's airports getting longer as more TSA officers forced to work during a partial government shutdown with no pay call-out sick. ICE agents have been stationed at Houston's Bush and Hobby Airport to help with long lines. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick has given newly sworn-in State Senator Taylor Remmitt of Fort Worth no committee assignments. Remmitt, a Democrat, in turn accused Patrick of petty partisan politics. Quote, Republican Party officials considering a special convention this year, and they could hold it in Texas. According to a report in the New York Times, Times. The goal will be to energize voters ahead of the November midterms. Over 100 cities across Texas will take to the streets Saturday to march in No Kings protest. Willie Nelson touring again this summer. His Outlaw Music Festival starts in North Texas July 3rd. He'll be in Austin for his annual 4th of July picnic. The tour then goes to the Woodlands outside of Houston July 5th. Tickets go on sale this Friday. With your Texas news headlines, I'm Barbara Schwartz.
Looking for the right machine to get the job done? Asco and Case Construction is backed by decades of experience and a full lineup of equipment, from light to heavy. Right now, our compact track loaders and excavators are moving fast. And with Asco, you get the support and expertise to keep your operation running. Don't settle for less. Get the machines that get the work done. Visit your local Asco dealership today or visit AscoEQ.com and see the full equipment lineup for yourself. Asco and Case Construction, built to work, built to last.
Want to carry through on that fresh look you promised yourself for 2026? Well, readingglasses.com is the place to go. We have over 40 brands of reading glasses for every budget and taste. Ray-Ban, Oakley, Tom Ford, and more available with your choice of lenses and coatings. All readingglasses.com glasses come with our people-pleasing U.S.-based customer service, fast, free shipping, and free returns. Go to readingglasses.com and enter code 10 to enjoy 10% off your first order.
On the top Wayne weather forecast on this Tuesday evening, the temperatures are dropping, and by tomorrow morning, about 56 degrees for our morning low. So, of course, temperatures in the lower 90s today, above average. We'll be above average Wednesday and Thursday, going for a high temperature near 100 degrees before we cool by the weekend. Weather is brought to you by Sonic and the new Sonic All-American Smasher. Meteorologist Ron Roberts on Lubbock's official weather station, News Talk KFYU.
Has anybody told you about Coast to Coast AM tonight?
Coast to Coast is one of those programs that deals with strange mysteries. We'll look at Bigfoot. We'll look at UFOs. We'll look at real science. And we'll also look at conspiracies and what it all means to you, the listeners of Coast to Coast AM.
It's the best in overnight talk radio. Coast to Coast AM.
Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie. Tonight at midnight on KFYO.
Buck Sexton here to remind you to come hang with me and Clay Travis weekdays from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO. You'll laugh, you'll learn, you'll never be alone.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. The mysterious death of an Iowa realtor who was shot twice at an open house 15 years ago has finally been solved. 53-year-old Kristen Elizabeth Ramsey, indicted by a grand jury on first-degree murder charges in a killing of realtor Ashley Auckland on April 8, 2011. She was shot twice while hosting an open house inside of a West Des Moines model townhouse. Auckland was 27 at the time of her death and found lying on the floor by an employee for the development company. The Des Moines Register reported Ramsey had worked as an administrative assistant and a sales manager for the townhouse's developer, and most recently was employed with a title and escrow company. Over the last decade and a half, investigators say they followed up on thousands of leads, but cops didn't say what lead or piece of information led them to Ramsey's arrest. Investigators haven't laid out a motive either. Ramsey's bond was initially set at $2 million. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
The news and talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
It's the Chad Hastie Show.
Chad Hastie Show. Thank you very much for tuning in today. Text coming in. Eddie Bauer is the best place to get a sweater. Nick is all about those sweaters. That from a texture. The Eddie Bauer catalog does sell cardigans. Wow. Okay. How about that? Nick is now a little bit interested in Eddie Bauer. David Amarillo, Prediction Markets, Pacific Dodge on existing gambling laws. People always look for ways to abuse rules and find loopholes. If it's functionally gambling, the law against gambling needs its definitions updated. And it wouldn't surprise me if you see that come up at some point, even in the Texas legislature. I'm sure Dan Patrick is already eyeing it as something that we must do to save the state of Texas. Wouldn't surprise me. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. You can weigh in on any of the topics, any of the issues that we've gotten to today. How about this story? I saw this come across yesterday. This out of Ag Daily. Kentucky farm family rejects $26 million for data center land. A northern Kentucky farm family's recent decision to reject a $26 million offer is putting the spotlight on a growing national tension. The collision between farmland preservation and the rapid expansion of artificial intelligence infrastructure. Ida Huddleston, 82 years old, and her daughter, Lucia Bear, turned down a lucrative proposal to sell part of their roughly 1,200-acre farm near Maysville, Kentucky, land their family has worked for generations. Bear said, stay and hold and feed a nation, Bear said. According to WKRC, $26 million doesn't mean a thing. The offer came from an unnamed company seeking land for a large-scale data center. The proposed development is part of a broader push by major tech firms to secure rural land for AI-powered infrastructure. For the Huddleston family, the decision wasn't financial, it was personal and historical. Quote, my grandfather and great-grandfather and a whole bunch of family have all lived here for years, paid taxes on it, fed a nation off of it, Bear told the TV station, even raised wheat through the Depression and kept bread lines up in the United States of America when people didn't have anything else. That generation connection to the land ultimately outweighed an offer far above market value. Bear told Realtor.com, there's no price on earth for enough for what they're going to get ready to do. There's no replacing what they're getting ready to destroy. Mason County proposal, not an isolated case, as Realtor.com reported. The clash is turning this normally quiet corner of northern Kentucky into a flashpoint in the national debate over massive data centers needed to power artificial intelligence. The planned project would have spanned more than 2,000 acres and could bring hundreds of jobs, according to the local officials. But many farmers remain skeptical about the economic promises and the long-term impacts. Across the country, similar conflicts are emerging, according to Yahoo Finance, citing MoneyWise, reported that farming families are rejecting multi-million dollar buyout offers from tech companies that are scrambling to build huge AI data centers on rural land. Huddleston herself voiced concerns that go beyond her own property. Quote, they call us old stupid farmers. You know, but we're not. We know whenever our food is disappearing, our lands are disappearing, and we don't have any water in that poison. We know we've had it. She was even more direct about the company's promises. I say they're a liar. The truth isn't in them, but that's what I say. It's a scam. Other reporting suggests concerns are shared widely. Realtor.com said residents have raised alarms about water usage, energy demand, and whether data centers deliver meaningful long-term employment compared to traditional agriculture or manufacturing uses. So you have a 1,200 acres, a data center that comes in, they offer you $26 million. And I'm sure they look at you and go, you know what? You'll never have to work another day in your life. $26 million. Go, you, if you want land, go buy land somewhere else. You know, I've seen that. I've seen that comment a few different times that, you know, hey, you get paid $26 million, you go buy land somewhere. What if, well, no one's selling? What if people decide, no, that's okay. I don't want to sell my land. I think this is fantastic. And I know there are a lot of people on social media and elsewhere who probably think this is a dumb financial decision and a horrible decision, that they're not selling their farm for $26 million. I think it's beautiful. I think you look at, you've got 1,200 acres and it's yours. You get to grow your own food. You've got cattle. You've got everything you need. You're not dependent on anybody else. The minute you get rid of that, you're dependent on somebody else. Now you got $26 million. But like they said, that's nothing compared to the history of you know, your family owning that land and being on that land for such a long time. And you're contributing and you're helping what you see as helping to feed the nation and helping your neighbors, helping others. I think it's beautiful. There are a lot of people who would take the $26 million and say, I'm out. See you later. Take this land. I'm out. But I think for somebody to stand up and say, no, big corporation, you can buy off a lot of people. You can't buy this family. Can't buy us off. We got, this is our little piece of heaven right here. And we're good. We don't need your money. Your $26 million isn't good here. See you later. And I think it's actually kind of a cool story to see that there's still to this day people out there who go, no, we want to keep what's ours. We want to keep what's ours. We want to stay on this land. We want to keep farming. We want to keep, and you've got a lady here who's 80 years old. And she's like, no, nope. I have no interest whatsoever in getting rid of this. This is ours. 806-680-2790. When we come back, your phone calls, your text, and we'll begin to wrap things up.
Too tall, could have used a few pounds.
The Titan of Texas Talk Radio. The Chad Hasty Show.
Talking with newsmakers and about the issues that matter to you. The Chad Hasty Show, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Chad's show is also digital with the Chad Hasty Show podcast. The Chad Hasty Show podcast can be downloaded on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and the Radio On Demand page on KFYO.com. The Chad Hasty Show, all across Texas during your drive home, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Do you have kids? Then you know the importance of properly installing their car seats and buckling them up correctly to protect them from injuries. Unfortunately, most parents think their children are safely buckled, but that's not always the case. Visit SaveMeWithASeat.org to easily sign up for a free car seat inspection near you. Keep your kids safe with properly installed car seats and by buckling them up correctly so you can save them with a seat. Brought to you by TxDOT.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Wednesday on This Morning, America's First News, the latest on communications from the Middle East, plus why the war with Iran is in some ways unaffected by leaps in military technology. Also, you know about the rising price of things like gasoline, but hear how the rising cost of services like healthcare and haircuts also hurt, and the steps to take along the path to a perfect credit score. Wednesday on This Morning, America's First News.
Weekday mornings at 5 on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Are you worried about your taxes? Okay, so I'm talking to those of you out there that have not filed in a few years with the IRS or state. It's time to get worried, and here's why. The IRS is getting back from their own COVID lockdown, and they're hiring more enforcers, and they're going to come after people that owe taxes. So if you're a 1099 worker, and maybe you just plain forgot to file your taxes, you need to call the professionals right now at the Tax Helpline. They are experts at knowing the tax regulations, and their goal is to help you pay as little as possible. Call right now and get a 100% free tax evaluation. Remember, before the IRS knocks on your door, knock on our door. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, make this free call right now.
Call Taxes 321 now at 800-808-9443. 800-808-9443. That's 800-808-9443.
Live local talk on Sundays. Reason, Religion, and Reality. A radio project of the Constitutionalist Society, LLC. Sundays from noon to 2 on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO and the KFYO app.
Chad Hasty Show. As we begin to wrap things up on this Tuesday, hey, don't forget you can always subscribe to the Chad Hasty Show podcast. It drops about an hour or so after the show. You can go on to Spotify or Apple Podcasts or any of your favorite podcast platforms that are out there and subscribe, follow, all that kind of good stuff, and take the show on the road with you. If you're doing a road trip, heading anywhere, you can, you can always catch up on interviews that we've had, everything else, right there on the Chad Hasty Show podcast. Coming up, next week, Chip Roy is going to join us. We're going to visit with him. He's involved in a runoff campaign as well. So we've got Chip Roy who will be joining us next week. And then tomorrow we're going to visit with Lubbock County Commissioner Mike Dalby. Yeah, we'll visit with him tomorrow at 5:35 about the Lubbock County Expo Center and where things are heading with the Expo Center. So if you have any questions about that, you can send those questions in tomorrow. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Texture this from, who is this from? Steven on the app chat. Chad, did you see Tucker Carlson say that, Sharia law in Islamic societies are more advanced than Western societies? Yeah, I think Tucker Carlson did this. I don't know how you walk this one back. I don't know how. So Tucker Carlson, he was doing his podcast, and I'm not sure who he was talking to, but he said that societies governed by Sharia law are more advanced than those in the West. In the segment, Carlson had, what did he say? There's not a single Western city that's thriving. They're all in moral and physical decay because of self-hatred and a loss of will to live. He went further, making a comparison. Sharia law has made Islamic societies more advanced than the West. Carlson then contrasts this with his own experience in the Middle East. Quote, I travel a lot in the Middle East. It's amazing. They're Muslims. Countries governed by Sharia law. And you go there, and it's incredible to be in a place that has pride in itself, that believes its religion and culture, and thinks we're on to something. And then the self-confidence is what creates stability. I have never thought of Dubai maybe, but is Dubai Sharia law? I'm trying to think right now. Iran, which is, Sharia law. Is Saudi Arabia. I've never looked at them and gone, oh, they're more advanced than us. We've got our problems in the United States. We've got our problems in big blue cities. Absolutely we do. But cities in the Middle East that are governed by Sharia law are more advanced than here at home, then there isn't a thriving city. I mean, I'm sure Tucker was trying to talk about the major cities in the U.S., the big cities in the United States. But there are plenty of cities that are thriving throughout the United States. A lot of cities in Florida that are thriving. A lot of cities in Texas that are thriving, doing very well. Tucker Carlson also had said that the what was his comment? Something to the rise in radical Islam and violent Islam was because of colonialism. And I'm just sitting there, and I'm listening to this stuff, and I don't know how you, I don't know. I know there are some Tucker Carlson fans out there. I know there are some Tucker fans out there. I used to like Tucker a lot, but he's gone off the deep end, folks. Just my two cents. I think he's gone off the deep end, and I've tried to really not say much about Tucker Carlson, but dude, if the Middle East is that great, see ya. Have fun. If you think it's that great, go hang out, go live there if you want to. Me, I'm good here. I'm just fine. I don't need Sharia law to make my city great again. No, thank you. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Stay safe, stay healthy. May God bless each and every one of you. We'll see you back here tomorrow at 5 p.m.
The Chad Hasty Show, a presentation of Texas Town Square Media Network. The views and opinions expressed during the Chad Hasty Show are not necessarily the views of this station's staff, management, advertisers, or Town Square Media.